There's a halacha in Hilchos Sukkah that achilas arai is permitted outside the sukkah. Achilas keva must be in the sukkah. In other words, you're having a full meal, you're having bread. So actually, that's a discussion that really to be considered achilas keva, you need yotir kebeya. A kezayis really isn't. In theory, you could eat a kezayis, even a kezayis of bread, outside the sukkah. How much is a yotek kebeya? So they say over in the name of Rav Aaron Cutler, Rav Abadi always says, over the middle slice of a rye bread, and a little bit more, that would be a kebeya. So that's the halach in general regarding kezayis or kebeya, but by sukkah is halacha of achilas arai. On one hand, eating is more lenient than sleeping. Sleeping has to be done even arai in the sukkah, but eating does not. In fact, more people are more machmer on eating than sleeping. So what's the heter for sleeping? So others, if they're married, so some, you know, could be that it's shalom bayis, or other reason more is that you're an istinus, a person is mitzvah, so if you're mitzvah, you are pater min hasukkah. So nevertheless, that's talacha. So there's a very interesting chiddush of the Torah that even though on Chol HaMoed or on Yontif, so we can see if it's Yontif or not, but at least on Chol HaMoed, there's talacha. If you eat outside the sukkah, you can eat it outside. However, he says on Shabbos, no, because he says achilas arai on Shabbos is like a tevel. Like we learn out halacha by tevel. There's a halacha by tevel that I could, even though it haven't been mafresh truma yet, I could eat it arai and not keva. However, not on Shabbos. Shabbos is kovaz v'maiser that makes a kviya. So there's a famous tshuva from the Marach or Zarua, the Arzarua son, that points out that if you eat mizonas, you eat cake on Shabbos, the kezayis, he says, it's a suffix you might have to bench, because Shabbos makes it a kaviya suda. So like if you're eating pasta babakistan, you have usually during the week, you have to eat a certain amount in order to bench. But since on Shabbos, it's automatically kovas, so therefore maybe even on a kezayis of cake, one is suffix in Birkas HaMazon. That was the chumrah of Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He was machmer only to eat cake in the meal, not outside the meal, because he wanted to avoid the question of its suffix Birkas HaMazon. So that's what the Torah writes, that on Shabbos, everything has to be in the sukkah, because any arai, it turns into a keva. We don't pass them that way, but there are those, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik and others were machmir, but the minhag is developed as lenient, and therefore we don't necessarily assume that way lamaisa, and therefore you wouldn't bench. But you know, if you want to, we try to be machmir all the time and eat achilas arai inside the sukkah anyway.